80. Ah.
KillRadio.org. Welcome to the 21st Century Activism News Hour. I'm DJ Marquis. For the next hour, we'll be looking at some online action alerts from various groups. We'll be looking at one from the World Wildlife Fund, another from the American Civil Liberties Union, and one from Environmental Defense. The 21st Century Activism News Hour. It's a show that allows us to participate in this democracy in which we are lucky enough to live in. However, a democracy does not run by itself. It is only as good as our participation in it. So that's what this show is about. It's an opportunity to look at these online activist groups covering a variety of issues. And in a very easy way, taking part in this democracy of ours. So it's a show about activism. It's also a show about finding out about issues that perhaps the mainstream media does not cover. And it's also about great music. We have a lot of great music in store as well. So when we come back, we'll begin with the action alert I received from the World Wildlife Fund. And if you have any questions during the show, you can instant message me here at the station, killradio.org. We use the handle killradioorg without the dot. Killradioorg. KillRadioorg, and I can usually answer your questions or chat back with you when we're at music. Also, if you would like to find out more about the show, you can go to myspace.com/Marquis_KR. That's MARQUIS_KR. Right now, we're listening to The Knife with the song This Is Now. And we'll be back. Welcome back. KillRadio.org. 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DJ Marquis. If you have any questions later on, you'd like to email me, my email address that I use here at the station is marquis@killradio.org. That's marquis@killradio.org. We just heard Debbie Deb with Funky Little Beat. And again, we started the show with The Knife. This is Now. It's the unofficial theme song of the show, but it's actually turning into the official one because I play it every time. Right now, we're listening to the 12-inch version of You're So Fine by Egyptian Lover. I'd like to get to know you better. So the first activism alert is through the World Wildlife Fund. You can get to this by going to worldwildlife.org. That's worldwildlife.org. And you'll see there's a link called Take Action. And if you click on the Take Action link at worldwildlife.org, there's a number of issues. Some we've covered before, but there's a new one that I wanted to share with you. It's titled, this is for U.S. activists, Help Farmers Protect the Environment. So you click on the link that says Take Action Now. Before we send it off, let's find out more information about this issue. There's a link for that. Congress is in the midst of debating a major overhaul to U.S. farm policy, which gives you a great chance to push for increased emphasis on conservation and renewable energy. A bipartisan group of legislators kickstarted the debate by introducing the Healthy Farms, Foods, and Fuels Act. Their innovative bill would double the amount of funding available for conservation programs that compensate farmers trying to do their part to protect the environment. The act would also boost funding for renewable energy development on farms and ranches. There's also another bill introduced by Representatives Dennis Cardoza, Democrat of California, and Jay Salazar, Democrat of Colorado. They've introduced the Eat Healthy America Act, which would accomplish many of the same conservation goals of the Healthy Farms, Foods, and Fuels Act. This act would also expand funding for programs to increase the supply of fruits, vegetables, and other specialty crops. So let's go to that issue. So again, it's worldwildlife.org. Click on the link at the top that says Take Action. And it's the one right at the top there for U.S. activists. Help farmers protect the environment. And again, I've shared this before. What's great about these alerts is they write the email for you. The body of the email is you can edit it. Editable, if that's a word. Sounds like I'm saying edible. And you can personalize it for your needs, but then also you can fill out the pertinent information, and they'll send it to the appropriate senators and representatives in both the House and it looks like the Senate. Now, if you've signed on with this group before, if you're already signed in, they will already have your information. So it's great. You fill it all out. Basically, what the body says of the email says, "Dear," parentheses, decision maker, because it's going to send it to the appropriate people for you. I urge you to co-sponsor the Healthy Farms, Foods, and Fuels Act, H.R. 1551, Senate, or S-919, and Eat Healthy America Act, H.R. 1600. And it goes through it, boom, boom, boom. That's it. Then you send it off. Done. And what's great is there's other issues that I'll also tell you about after that. So again, that's the World Wildlife Fund, worldwildlife.org. Click on the link that says Take Action, and you'll see it there, the issue for both these bills to assist farmers, helping farmers to protect the environment. When we come back, we'll go to the issue brought to us by the American Civil Liberties Union. You're listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DJ Marquis, on killradio.org.
dreams.
killradio.org, 21st Century Activism News Hour. Having sound issues today. See, look at that. What is going on? Check. Check. I'm going to try this mic now. So that last track we heard was the High Contrast remix of My Dreams by London Electricity. Before that, we heard the super long-ass version of the song Clear by Cybotron. And again, we started off with Egyptian Lover, You're So Fine, the 12-inch remix. This track we're listening to right now is by John Hopkins. It's called Private Universe. And our next online activism opportunity comes from the American Civil Liberties Union. Go to ACLU.org and click on their Action Center. And the one at the top is Oppose Hate Crimes, Protect Free Speech. And perhaps you didn't know this, but this is interesting, the ACLU's take on hate crimes legislation. And let me share this with you. Federal hate crimes legislation is necessary because sometimes, due to inadequate resources or bias against the victim, state and local law enforcement officers don't act. By telling your senator to support the Matthew Shepard Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act of 2007, Senate Bill 1105, you can help reduce hate crimes and make sure that our laws are fully consistent with both the Equal Protection Clause and the First Amendment. For years, the ACLU had to oppose hate crimes bills because they were written in a way that could also chill speech that was constitutionally protected. But this year, Congress has a chance to get it right. Legislation introduced by Senator Kenny, Democrat, Massachusetts, again, Senate Bill 1105, protects victims of hate crimes while still safeguarding free speech. This legislation will go a long way toward ensuring that hate crimes are treated seriously. At the same time, that it is a proper constitutional approach. It shows that it is possible to protect the victims of hate crimes without jeopardizing free speech or association rights. It includes an explicit ban on the use of speech or association to prove criminal activity unless it specifically relates to the crime. So again, like with all these activist opportunities, the body of the letter is written for you, but it is done in such a way that you can personalize it yourself. So if you'd like to personalize it, change it in any way, you're able to do so. And then you just fill in the tabs or the fields to the left of it. And again, this is ACLU.org. Click on the link Action Center, and it's the first one. Oppose hate crimes while upholding free speech. And this letter looks like it's going to... It must be going to my senators, which in my case, living in California, would be Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer. I'm writing to urge you to support and co-sponsor the Matthew Shepard Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act of 2007, Senate Bill 1105. This important legislation allows federal law enforcement agencies to investigate and prosecute hate crime offenses in cases where local law enforcement lacks the resources, or in some cases, the willingness to do so. Prosecuting violent hate crimes is critically important, and so is protecting the Constitution, due process of defendants, and more broadly, all of our First Amendment rights to speak freely and associate with whom we'd like. That's why it's important that hate crimes legislation ban prosecutors from introducing evidence of hate speech or membership in groups with bigoted beliefs unless they are specifically and directly related to the crime. The bill includes explicit protection for speech and association unless it specifically relates to a violent crime. So I think it is very well written. And then you just send your message. Sends it off. So again, that's at the ACLU. ACLU.org. Click on the link, Action Center. Oppose hate crimes. Protect free speech. You're listening to KillRadio.org's 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DJ Marquis. The show webcasts every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. When we come back, we'll be looking at an activism alert from the Environmental Defense. It's at environmentaldefense.org if you'd like to warm up your browser now and go and see it. Well, let's hear the rest of this short song. By the artist Muvia. The track is called Dope Freak. Again, you're listening to 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DJ Marquis, killradio.org.
place I know you wanna go is a good life.
KillRadar.org. 21st Century Activism News Hour. That last track we heard was Inner City with the track Good Life, or the song Good Life, I should say. Before that, we heard Public Enemy with the Pete Rock mix of Shut 'Em Down. We started that little set with the artist Muvia, a song called Dope Freak. Very endearing. So this next and final issue brings us to Environmental Defense. It's an online activist group that actually started back in 1967 as the Environmental Defense Fund. So go to environmentaldefense.org. Again, that's www.environmentaldefense.org. Click on the link at the top that says Take Action. And there's a number of featured action alerts. And the first one, at the top one we're going to look at, is Help Protect the Caribbean Coast. Mm-hmm. And this is the issue, as it speaks it here. The Northeast Ecological Corridor, comprising approximately 3,000 acres, is one of the Caribbean's last great unprotected areas. Located on the eastern corner of the main island of Puerto Rico, it harbors an extraordinary array of tropical ecosystems, including a bioluminescent lagoon, an extremely rare biological phenomenon. Its wildlife diversity is equally impressive and includes federally endangered species such as the Puerto Rican plain pigeon, the brown pelican, the Puerto Rican woodpecker, the Puerto Rican boa, the leatherback sea turtle, and the West Indian manatee, among other 40 rare, endemic, threatened, and endangered species. The Northeast Ecological Corridor's location within the foothills of the Caribbean National Forest, also known as the El Yunque Tropical Rainforest, a UN Biosphere Reserve, adds to its great natural value and uniqueness. The corridor guarantees the interrelation between the rain mountainous forests found at El Yunque and the dry forests found on its coastal foothills through a passageway of just 13 miles in length. Such an occurrence in an amazing limited area is extremely rare in any location around the world. Unfortunately, the corridor is currently threatened by the proposed construction of the San Miguel Four Seasons Resort and the Dos Mares Marriott Resort. These two mega resorts, comprising more than 3,000 luxury residential units and hotel rooms and four golf courses, would result in the filling of wetlands, canalization of the rivers, and the clearance of coastal vegetation, destroying the natural integrity of the Northeast Ecological Corridor. So support the corridor's conservation. And again, by going to the link, this is environmentaldefense.org. Click on the link, take action. And what I read is at the bottom of this page, where the one that is specific to this issue is learn more about the Northeast Ecological Corridor. So again, the email is written out. The subject title is, there's actually a house bill attached to this, House Bill 2105. You just fill in the appropriate information and it will send it off to the right people. So again, this is through the Environmental Defense, environmentaldefense.org. Take action. And this issue has to do with the Northeast Ecological Corridor, which is right in the Caribbean, adjacent or at Puerto Rico. And once you fill out all the information, it will, of course, send it to the right people based on your info. And done. I did it while I was talking to you. Talking with one hand, holding the mic, another hand, typing. Of course, there's other issues at Environmental Defense. You'll also find at those other places we visited today, World Wildlife Fund, also ACLU, there's other actions that you can take part in. I'd like to remind you, if you ever miss any part of the show or there's more you want to find out, not only can you find out more by going to myspace.com/marquis_KR, that's MARQUIS_KR. The show is also recorded and available for your free downloading pleasure. By going to my blog, you can find out, you can get to the links. My blog is at my MySpace page. Again, that's myspace.com/marquis_KR. Also, if you go to killradio.org, you can see the recent uploads. There's been a delay in uploading stuff. There's been a technical issue on our side about our ability to see the recording immediately. For whatever reason, there's a delay in it showing up, even though we know it's there. So I haven't been able to upload them as quickly as possible. But I just uploaded last Monday's show. That reminds me to remind you to tell you that this show, 21st Century Activism News Hour, webcasts each and every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific time on killradio.org. So thank you so much for listening. We're going to finish out with music. This track we just heard was International Pony with the track Leaving Home. Coming up is Gamat 3000 with the Wignomi remix of Feeling Love. And then we always close the show with the alternative version of Turquoise Sky by Sarah Melson. At the top of the hour, hear, hear on killradio.org. Thank you for listening.
Same sky.